Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of The Absolute Truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the man who always has the plan, the Hot Rod, a.k.a. the King of Kings. And hopefully on the line with me is...
Yes, the one and only, Sean Black. The King of Kings is here, I take it, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to start this party.
Yeah. I mean, are you more pumped up than normal, I see.
Yes, because I have some special cranberry juice.
Oh, of course.
Hey, you know, to get me started. Now,
yeah.
Of course, I don't understand, Anisha. She's texting me right now, what's the number?
You sure you didn't give her some of the same cranberry juice you were drinking?
Hey, maybe she had her own cranberry juice.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Woohoo! Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to The Absolute Truth. First off, I'd like to thank Sean Black for calling in. And hopefully Anisha B will call in also. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes. That was one of the reasons why we didn't do the show on Sunday, figuring that there were so many people out there that were giving thanks to the people that brought them life, which is their mothers. Anybody that has a mother, who is a mother, who has family members that are mothers, I hope you had a happy Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes, okay. So let's get the show started. Wow, Anisha B is still texting me like crazy. All right, there's a topic Sean Black want to talk about. I have to admit, when he told me about this, I did not care about it too much until I did my research. And it's something, guys, you need to really look into to save your life, to save your family life. This is like a food for thought. Do you know what you really put inside your body system? Do you know what are you eating? Are the FDA doing enough to protect us, the public? Sean Black, take it away.
Well, thank you. This was something that I actually wanted to talk about probably almost 3 weeks ago. But with all of the other things that have happened over the last few weeks, that kind of took a back seat because there were other things a little more important. But the FDA, as we all know, is the Food and Drug Administration. They've been around since 1906, and their basic job is to regulate everything that goes on the market, from food to cosmetics to medical equipment in some instances, those things that concern you, that something that you ingest, something that you put on your skin, something you put in your hair. The FDA probably has a hand in making sure that that's supposed to be safe. That's their job. Their job is to make sure that you as the consumer are backed by the fact that something is supposed to be safe, as close to germ-free, with no contaminants as humanly possible. We've been seeing over the last few years, and much more so over the last few weeks, a lot of recent recalls of foods and drugs and things of that nature. And the only reason why I brought this up is because I just wanted to – We don't want to turn this into some sort of a conspiracy show or anything of that nature, but at least to just make you think about some of the things that actually happen with the Food and Drug Administration and why.
Before you carry on, Sean, Anisha's on the line now.
Okay.
Hi, hello. Guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for calling in. Okay, Sean Black, carry on.
Just get her in quick and just say the heck with her, I guess, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. It's like I'm chopped liver. Like, hello.
Oh, boy. But as far as the FDA goes, the reason why I wanted to bring this topic up is that back in April 20th, there was a huge recall of Bluebell Creameries, and they are an ice cream and dairy company. They ship various flavors of ice cream and, you know, milkshakes and of that nature. Their ice cream is used in milkshakes, mostly along in the South and the Midwest, Kansas, Oklahoma, and those type of areas and further out. So anybody that's in the East Coast probably doesn't really know about them And if you do, you've probably seen them in supermarkets in the area. But what happened, and this is something that doesn't happen too often, is that they had a recall of all of their ice cream, frozen yogurt, sherbet, frozen treats, things of that nature, because they were in 23 states sold. There were traces of listeria, which is a very, very serious germ and disease and bacterium that can cause diarrhea, stomach cramping, and lots of other things and can actually cause death. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because very rarely do you actually hear of a company that has been making consumable food have all of their entire inventory recalled. Usually you'll hear something like, well, one product here or something like that get taken out. Maybe if it wasn't the ice cream, it was the milkshake, or it was just the milk that they used. This is the entire line of products were recalled. And because of listeria fears, the reason why this is the case is because people have actually died from their product. Because in the past year, they said 3 people in Kansas, 10 people in 4 other states got sick from the bacteria. From one person got sick in Arizona, 5 in Kansas, 1 in Oklahoma, and 3 in Texas. And this is the crazy part about this. This isn't something that has just happened within the last, you know, couple of months or whatever. Apparently, people have gotten sick from the company, from this company since 2010. This goes back to January. So
it's been going on for many years.
Yes. And a lot of, I guess one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that when you buy a product, you don't necessarily know how a product is made. We don't necessarily know what goes into making sure that the equipment that makes the food, how it's cleaned, how clean it is, the ingredients that go into the food. Those are the kinds of things that the public, for the most part, are kept naive to. And
they do put the labels, just you can't read the words most of the time.
Yeah. When you get, usually if you get something, let's say you get a box of donuts, or you get a ice cream, or you get candy bars or cereal or something, and they usually have 15 or 20 different ingredients, and they're all chemicals, like, you know, pre-gelatinated soy lecithin and polysorbate and monotriclamate and all of those kinds of words that you usually see in there. But those are the kinds of things that, and the reason why I brought it up is I just wanted to be able to bring to light to people that are out there, just to look at what you eat, just to see what you're going to put into your body and then see what happens as far as looking up the ingredients and just doing research as far as that. Because there are a lot of things in the food that you don't necessarily know about. And the FDA is their responsibility and their job to go and look into the foods that go out into the supermarkets and out in restaurants and everything of that nature. And what we've seen is that a lot of people get sick because either the FDA or any subsidiary underneath them might have not checked what they should have checked. And this is also that goes to show you how big the FDA is. They get an operating budget. This is what they use to work with per year, of close to $5 billion in revenue to use as far as to operate the entire agency. We're talking about as early as last year, they had an operating budget of $4.7 billion. They regulate over $1 trillion in consumer goods. That's like $466 billion in food sales, $275 billion in drugs, $60 billion in cosmetics. That's what they regulate to make sure that they test and make sure there is no bacterium, there isn't anything in the foods that are there or the ingredients, the chemicals don't kill anyone, get anyone sick. That's their job. That's their main job.
But with everything, with the drugs, there's also a side effect, and they do mention all the side effects for that one drug, correct?
Exactly. And if you think about it, when you look at all of those commercials and everything that comes out there, think of all of the times you've seen a commercial for a drug and you couldn't even understand why they had the commercial in the first place, because it's like, well, if you have this and you have that, take this medication. Then you take the medication, and then they go through all of the side effects and all of the other things that happen. So it's a real intricate thing. And as I said before, this isn't here to try and make it look like some sort of a conspiracy or some sort of delving deep in to try and find. We just wanted to bring to light some of the things that are going on with the FDA and probably ask a couple of those questions that a lot of people ask, that usually don't get to think about, like what chemicals are in your food? Are they going to make you sick? And is the FDA doing enough to make sure that they're ensuring people that go out and buy products are doing what they're supposed to do to make sure no one gets sick and everybody can continue to eat the foods that are there without any issues?
Well, isn't that what food called organic or food
yes.
without chemicals? Okay,
organic,
but what about
the organic food is from what we all know, organic food is supposed to be much healthier than the quote unquote regular food, where organic is supposed to be promised that there are no pesticides, there are no chemicals involved or any of that nature, you know. And I think we all know on some level that a lot of that is a bunch of bunk, because there are organic foods that are out there that end up getting people sick because of the chemicals that are involved in the pesticides that go on to them. And there's one I wanted to bring up to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is called glyphosate, or which is what a lot of people have heard of as a brand name called Roundup. And that's what's used on weeds when you go out to – if you've ever had a lawn or know anybody that has a lawn or a backyard that grows things and they have weeds growing in the sidewalk or whatever, that's one of the things that's used as a chemical to kill weeds. And obviously, if you're growing a big agricultural market where you're saying growing tomatoes or you're growing spinach or lettuce or any of those kinds of things, you don't want to have anything growing in there like herbs that are going to go out there, weeds that are going to go in and damage the crops. So they go ahead and they use those pesticides to try and kill off those weeds.
All right.
Those
so
sometimes end up on the food.
Okay, caller. Hello,
hi,
caller.
How are you?
Hello, how are you
Hello.
Doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just called in because I wanted to just add some things into your conversation. I find this topic very interesting. And, you know, for example, the genetically the GE foods
yeah.
are banned in a number of countries, in Austria, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, and
mm-hmm.
Luxembourg. And, you know, if you do further homework, you know, I wish the kids were being taught this in school at a young age, because if you do the homework and you start looking up some of these ingredients, like, forgive my pronunciation, but carrageenan,
yes.
it's an emulsifier used in
yeah, we'll lose
formulas.
A lot of words tonight.
Yeah.
But it's, it keeps the baby formula or other dairy products from separating, basically.
Yes. Yeah, they
and
put it in ice cream also to make it
yes.
to make the ice cream stay in a kind of a gelatinous state while it's frozen so that it doesn't melt too fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's banned in the whole European Union. And it's been linked to many kinds of health ailments. And, you know, so, I mean, just from when you're a baby, you're being fed these harmful chemicals.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that you – if you are one of those people that, let's say you have a child or you're just curious as to what's in the food, you just want to know what you're putting into your body and what you're putting – at least if you're going to eat it, at least know what it is before you ingest it. And I think that's what the issue is. And a lot of government officials that are trying to keep that from being known, especially with a lot of those GMOs that are out there – they're kind of fighting because they want to keep their money. They want to make sure that the attention is kept away from what's going in the food. And there are lawmakers that want people to know, to have the choice to see what's in the food. That's all they want to do.
Absolutely.
So
and I think it's I guess the only answer that I could think of is
lobby to change a lot of these laws. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Pink slime, you know. I thought I was eating chicken nuggets when I was a kid. I was eating pink slime.
That's a
you know,
that's a whole other story, too.
But I definitely believe it should be at least on the label.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting when you're buying your food, and you can make healthier and smarter choices.
Exactly.
Well, at the same time, folks, there's not enough food to feed the people out there, so that's why they have to make processed food, right? And processed foods are cheaper to buy.
It's cheaper to produce. Processed food is cheaper to make. It gives the companies much more upkeep as far as, you know, they last longer on the shelves, most of the chemicals that they put in there. Like, for instance, for those that may have heard about the pink slime thing, I'll bring it up to just remind people what the pink slime instances were. There were a lot of fast food restaurants that were using beef, but the beef isn't high quality beef. What they basically would do is you get the beef, you treat it, because if you have a lot of beef, it's going to start to develop bacteria. So what was happening was they would put this slurry into the beef, which the main ingredient was ammonia. Now, if you know what ammonia is, you know, that's what you use to clean your window. That's what you use to wash the floors. That's what you use to wash clothes.
And you can use it to clean out your system.
Yeah, it can clean out more than the system, that's for sure. And what was happening is the ammonia smell and the beef, it turned the beef a different color, so they would put artificial colors in it and then make sure that it would look like beef. The problem was, with that being the case, then people know what that is, who would want to eat that stuff? So these are the kinds of things that you have to try and find out. And of when you're going and looking into what you're going to eat, and it's fast food, whether it's fast food or anywhere else, I mean, it happens. You know, there was I remember reading a report just about a couple months ago for one of those, you know, like we talk about organic supermarkets, how it's expensive to go and buy certain things. I know you guys remember Trader Joe's. That's like a big supermarket that's out there. They had a recall back in March for their walnuts because there was a salmonella scare. So you have to really look to find out the certain foods and what is the FDA going to do to make sure that the foods that are out there are tested the right way and make sure that these kinds of things don't happen.
Absolutely. And Hot Rod, going back to what you were saying before, is that we don't have enough food to feed the world and everything. It's funny you mentioned that. I watch a program on Nat Geo channel, and actually a good portion of the world already eats bugs, and it's actually, they're so plentiful, they're easy to get, and you could actually feed the world on bugs and just get rid of the whole cattle, chicken, poultry industry altogether. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, but they're actually a great source of protein, and it's leaner and healthier for you than beef.
Yeah, the problem is how many people are going to try and take those bugs and just fry them up. They'll do it. People in the United States love everything fried, deep fried, buried in sugar and salt and everything else. So it'll take a while, and if that actually did catch on, people would just learn a way to fry them up.
You'd be surprised. Absolutely. Fried.
Kentucky fried crickets. Tasty.
That's not for me. I'm sorry. I love my fried chicken. I love my swine. I love my lamb chops. And I even love my cats and dogs I get from the Chinese restaurant. How about that?
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yes. But a lot of it is the American diet in general, but even more so, it's as long as you're kind of kept in the dark about certain things, you're not going to really know what's out there. So the one thing you want to do is actually just look around and try to find out what solutions can be done there. I guess you can go talk to local congressmen and find out, you know, go to anybody that's within the government that's in your local area, an alderman, a congressman, somebody that's there, and try to talk to them and find out what they're doing on the city level to the state level to find out what they're doing with the FDA. And then probably go on websites, go online and just try to find out. Do research. Go online, you know, Google, you know, monosodium glutamate or any of those other chemicals that you see prevalent.
Hey, Sean,
that.
Absolutely. Also, just one more, and then I'll be quiet, I promise. But also, just since, you know, this is a popular show, I'd like to just spread a little knowledge that I learned today also.
Okay.
Red number 40, yellow number 5. It's an artificially created from coal tar and petroleum. And that's in almost everything we eat, from our candy to mac and cheese, and it has been directly linked to brain cancer and also to nerve cell deterioration.
Ugh.
So
not fun.
So
read your labels.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I understand all this, guys, but we can't really avoid it that much because no matter what you eat now these days, it's going to kill you one way or another. Whether you're drinking a diet soda to a regular soda, it's still going to harm your body one way or another. Fake sugar, real sugar, what's real, what's not real now these days?
See, this is the funny thing, and I'm glad you brought that up. I actually just saw a commercial just a couple of days ago for Pepsi. And what they did was they advertised it's coming back. Our soda has real sugar. And when I first heard that, I was like, wait a minute. I know they do that every once in a blue moon, but you don't really think about it. It's like if you are advertising the fact that real sugar is going to be the selling point for a soft drink that normally has 45 or 50 grams of sugar in a little small can, then that should in and of itself make you think, wow, that's crazy.
It's artificial flavoring.
Oh,
this way.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love when you heard.
Have you ever tasted it?
It does taste different, that's for sure.
Definitely different. It's not for me.
Yeah, but at the same time, I stopped drinking dark sodas mostly because of, like we said before, a lot of the chemicals that are involved in sodas and everything. So if I'm going to drink a soda, I'll usually drink a clear soda. So that'll usually do it. But I'm more of an iced tea person anyway.
Wow, like we care.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah, we all like can't be big and strong and drink cranberry juice like you do.
Hey. It does clean out your system one way or another. Trust me on that.
I can't complain about that. I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
All right. Who's this caller anyway?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Shelly from Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Really well. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Big fan.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about sex. Are you ready for that?
I think I'll take a 5 on that one. You guys go ahead at it. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
This will be the only time you hear the hot rod try and sing. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, what can I say? Something about sex will turn me on.
I wonder what it is.
No point intended. I'm just praying that baby mama drama is not listening right now to the show. But besides that, let's talk about relationships and sex overall. In other words, can bringing strangers into the bedroom save your marriage or make your relationship better?
Hot rod.
Depends.
In other words, there's a website, openminded.com. It's a new matchmaking site for couples and open relationships that launched last week, aimed at ethical cheaters, quote unquote, who are honest about their desire to swing with other couples as singles. The crazy part about this website, over 36,000 people signed up in the first week alone.
Wow.
And
wow.
36,000 people signed up, and 20% of them came from guess where? New York City. Really? So my question to you guys is, are we kind of freaks now, or are we getting bored in our relationship that we need other people to get involved and, you know, spice things up a little bit?
I'll throw this one to Anitra. I want to hear what her perspective is first, and then I'll piggyback off of that.
I think it's become a blurred line now, this day and age. It used to be where it was, people didn't speak about stuff like that. It was hush, like everything else. And now it's just that everyone's very more comfortable with it. There's 1,000 websites that offer it. There's clubs all over Manhattan that offer those services. I mean, personally, not my cup of tea, but it's out there.
I hear the evil, maniacal laugh of the hot rod.
He's got problems.
Wow. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I got that text message, so I'm like, whoa, thanks for reminding me about that topic you guys were discussing.
Well, the topic I brought up, I guess this is Mr. Lewis?
Yes, Mr. Lewis.
Yes, there's a website called openminded.com where you can sign up for it and it can bring strangers into your bedroom and, you know, have a swinging party or a couple with another person. No.
No, I don't do that stuff. I don't.
No one did ask you if you do that.
No. I'm just letting you know.
You threw yourself out there.
I'm shutting it down to, like, no, I don't do that. I'm old school. I'm old school to the core. Old-fashioned communication, eye direct, face-to-face, business card to business card. If you don't have none of that proper tool, you're garbage.
Wow.
Garbage, straight-out garbage. I'm not no freaking damn computer. Hell freaking no.
No, but, okay, let's say you and your wife have been married for 20 years. You like to spice things up a little bit because you've done it all, Max. You've done almost everything in the book.
I think he means hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. All right.
Is it me or are you feeling very guilty right now all of a sudden?
I'm listening, I've done it all. I never said I have.
I'm just saying, if you was married, you've done it all with your wife. I'm not saying right now.
Well,
but you want to spice things up. So
My assumption is when you sent me that text message, it's about to talk about sex. Hey, that's one of my favorite topics. Most of you guys know that. I love sex. I love communicating with women. That's one of God's greatest creatures of all time. God is the greatest artist because women is proof. Bottom line. So I love.
Yeah, but you're not open-minded to involve other females into your relationship? If you let's say your wife, like, you know what, let's have a threesome.
Well, I'm single. I'm single. You're talking about the threesome thing. I'm just saying, if I was a married man, would I want to have an open relationship? Wow.
Yeah.
Respectfully, you have to be very thoughtful in your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be selfish like that. You got to be very thoughtful to your partner.
Anitra, B?
Yes, I'm listening.
What's your reaction to it?
I personally wouldn't do it myself. I'm old school. You know, when you're with somebody, you're with somebody. You know, if I want other partners and I want to have fun that way, I'll be civil.
Well, I think you guys missed the point.
That's simple.
I'm not talking about y'all guys' personal life. I'm talking about in general, because the point of this swingers and to spice up your sex life, to not all the time you can use toys on each other. You want somebody else. Because let's say you're attracted to someone else, but you're still happily married with your wife or your husband. Hey.
Well, you got to do it slowly.
Here's the issue that I think that we, which really people don't talk about as much. We live now in a society with instant gratification where you can go on your cell phone, you can go on the internet, you can go somewhere. Like Anitra said, there are websites, there are clubs, there are places everywhere. People are actually having, you know, swinger parties and going and doing those kinds of things. The issue is right now, it depends on, like Max just stated, it depends on the status of the relationship. If you and your partner agree to something like that, just to try to spice things up, like with the hypothetical that you just said, married 20 years, they love each other very much, but the spark is gone. So they want to try something different, go to a swinger party, maybe threesomes, foursomes, or whatever they want to try to do to get things going.
Sean is a freak.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that inherently if they both agree and are safe. But you have to do your research with those kinds of things. And I think also the other thing that you have to think about are the ramifications of doing something like that, because there's always the possibility that you may find out something about your husband or your wife in doing something like that that you didn't know about, which may cost you the relationship. You didn't know that he was into couples, or you didn't know he had a thing for another guy with another woman, or you never knew that she all of a sudden started to develop a like for females. You never know those kinds of things.
Well, most females
are laughing at a joy. You love it.
There has to always be, I think when you are introducing a couple into a swinger lifestyle, I guess you have to really look into every possible scenario that may or may not happen. You may find out that it complicates everything. You may probably find that, you know, you really didn't love each other as much as you thought you did. Who knows? You know, there's always a multitude of things that can happen when you introduce other people into your intimate relationship. So that's something
so
that
saying,
I think you have to be ready for.
So you're saying
there
could be some jealousy?
They have them on 2020. They did a subject about this on 2020. They have swingers, and they have a healthy lifestyle. They know how to channel it and make sure they don't spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
their marriage stays longer than 20-plus years.
Well, it's something you have to be into.
You're not into it, but sometimes it's good to experience what's out there. And it does save marriages, you know, swinging from left to right. But at the same time, you have to be careful of STD.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's one thing people don't realize. Like, yes, I may be getting some oral sex from someone, but I still could carry, I could get herpes or whatever from that lady.
It's still there. The danger is always still there that if you're not careful and you're not safe, that you're going to bring something home that you're going to regret, that you will probably never be able to get rid of. And I'm not talking about the partner you brought in. It's the other partner that had different partners, and those end up becoming chlamydia or herpes or far worse. So, Matt,
are you guys afraid? You guys afraid of these things?
I'm not afraid.
I personally couldn't do the swinging thing.
Have you ever been to a swinger party?
I've never been to one. I have friends that have actually done it. I can, just listening to how they explain it and the things that they go into, that's just not for me. So for other people, I'm pretty sure that they've either tried it or maybe are looking into it, those kinds of things. If you are ready for, I guess, the emotional responsibility of going into a swinging party or doing a swinging lifestyle, because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people that go in thinking it's one thing and it is something completely different.
Rodney, have you thought about going, or have you gone to it?
Excuse me, my name is Hot Rod. Thank you very much on the air.
I'm so sorry, Hot Rod. Sorry about that, Sean Blank. Sorry about that. Oops.
Yeah. Thanks so much. This is Rodney Cantor. I don't know who that guy is. Have I been to? I'm sorry?
To answer the man's question.
Oh, thank you so much, white girl. But besides that, I have been to an orgy fest a long time ago in my past. Will I do a swinging thing right now? Yes. Why not? Because I am a whore, just like the rest of you guys. And I love sex, like the rest of you guys. Will my partner do it? No. Will I force my partner to do it? No. Does that answer your question?
Do you choose this person as your partner still?
Of course. This one is my partner for life, hopefully, you know.
Well, my goal
I do have my moments with a partner, you know.
If I want a partner that's into it, I have to be careful. I have to introduce that person slowly to it. If that person has no interest in doing so, then I either move along or stick with them.
Okay, but is this also a form of cheating? I'm like, would this help the cheating status quo? If I just keep it open?
If it's discussed between the partners, then it can't be cheating. The only way it can be cheating is one, if there's any lying going on involved in it, if no one brings it up front and they don't communicate about it, and two, if it's going behind somebody's back. That's when it's cheating. If you're bringing somebody in a relationship and you're already in one and you say, well, let's go and go to the swinging party and I don't mind if you're with this person, I'll be with this person, and you won't hold it against the other person when things happen. If that's the way it's decided, then you don't have any issues. But as I said before, you got that emotional issue because there are a lot of emotions that go into in any relationship, and then you're going to introduce extra partners involved in that. That can be confusing to people that maybe are on the fence as far as doing the swinging thing. If they had any issues in the relationship itself, trust issues maybe, sex issues. There's a whole lot to discuss before you even entertain that. To bring swinging in as a solution, only if it's been discussed and it's something that both partners are comfortable with.
Yeah, like you have to be comfortable of seeing a guy pumping your girlfriend.
No, the only situation like that ever works is if the couple themselves can separate the difference between love and sex.
Yes.
The only way it works. Sure. If they can't separate the two, then obviously it's never going to work.
That's very true, Anisha B. Wow, that's Frank came up with a good point.
Oh,
well, what happened? Yeah.
Well, what happened, say, not all hanging out. That's not nice.
What? Okay.
I know couples who've done it, and from what they've explained to me is the only way it does work is if you can separate the two.
You know what I guess it would be? I could only assume that you would equate it to actors and actresses when they're doing love scenes in movies and they're married. Let's say it's Halle Berry, for instance, and she's doing a love scene, but she's married. You have to be able to separate, like you just said, that whole it's a sex scene as opposed to, you know, well, you're on screen kissing this other guy and touching him and doing all of these things to him, but you know that you're coming home to me. If you're able to separate that, then there are no problems. So you can I guess you can try to equate it to that and maybe see if that actually is the case.
But you guys know it is easy to have multiple partners at the same time. You guys do know that. It's very easy to get it done.
I'm pretty sure it is. But like I said before, if you're in a relationship and that's the way you, if that's the way you think about just your own personal sex life, if it's easy for you to be able to go and get 7, 8, 9 different women on a particular basis and say, well, come to this party and we're going to all have fun, whatever's the case, if that's what floats your boat, then do it. As long as you're upfront about it and you're safe about it and you're not trying to hurt either yourself or another person involved in that situation. And that's really much what it is. It's really what it boils down to. The problem is there are way too many relationships and way too many people that get into these situations where they're not thinking of the other person. They're only thinking of their own gratification. And it's like, well, I'm in a relationship, and I think you would like it if we brought in another female. Why don't we go ahead and do the swinging thing? And the only reason why the husband does it is because he's just a freak and wants to go and bed 5, 6, 7 different women and keep it under the guise of it's just to have fun for both of us.
We got a guy. I'm going to say a guy in my job. We call him Six Head.
Okay.
And he's 66 years old, and he's a custodian. They call him Six Head because when he goes to Guyana, he has 6 women.
Wow.
At his house. And one is a masseuse, the other one is a chef, the other one is a gardener, the other one is a sitter for his mom, and it's 6 women total. And he's 66 years old. Every night when he's at Guyana, he gets 6 women at the same time, and they give him 6 heads.
Wow.
And we just screamed. He set it up. He said that he had invested this for 10 years. He laughed about this. And to this day, I consider him one of my boys, or old guy. And he's like, yo, that's the way you live in life. My wife knows the business. When he goes to Guyana, don't go with me because I got to do my thing. So I'm like, oh.
And allows him to go and do this? Wow.
Yeah, he goes to his mom's house, which is his house in Guyana.
Oh, that's nice.
All women. So he said, I live longer doing this. He said. Oh, he's a blessed man. He got 9 kids.
Wow.
Nine kids, apparently.
Okay.
He needs satisfaction.
Apparently, if he's got 6 women, he has to go to another country to get them. Wow, that's crazy.
Yo, he's married here. His wife is here. But when he goes home, he wants his 6 women.
Wow. Well, I am no one to judge someone else's situation. And if that is in his situation, what works for him, and in his situation, his wife has no problem with it or knows about it, then God bless him. That's just something you don't hear about too often.
Nah, you're right. But he said that they talked about it. He let her know. You want me? You gotta understand my rules.
And
he's not hiding. Like he's not cheating. He let it out.
Wow.
So that you call that an open relationship?
I think that's pretty much as open as it's going to get. But usually, most people when they think of open relationship, it's usually a two-way street. So
exactly.
We don't know if she's allowed to do the same thing that he is.
Oh, we all talked about what if she did this. He said he don't want to hear it.
So there's a possibility that she's doing the same thing as he is.
He don't want to hear it.
He just doesn't want to know about it.
He don't want to know about it. He don't want to hear it.
Why is that? Because that's brought up a good example. God get jealous. I could do it, but she can't do it too? That's not fair.
He said, he told me he doesn't brag to her about the women. She knows only because they all live there, and she knows that they cater to him. He says in a gentleman way, he says. I'm like, man.
But see, the whole mental issue with that is that she knows what's going on. He doesn't because he chooses to be naive about it. He doesn't want to know at all. And let's say she does something on the side when he's in Guyana doing whatever he's doing. What if she's doing it without protection and something happens, God forbid?
She's 49 years old, bro.
Diseases know no age.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the pregnant. At first, I thought you meant pregnant. Disease. Exactly.
No,
you're right.
And that's what I mean.
I took a look at her, bro. Ain't no man crawling on that.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
You have no boundaries. You know this.
Wow.
I'm just keeping it real.
There's somebody for somebody out there.
You ever seen Papa Shango?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I remember Papa Shango, yes.
Yo, Papa Shango, I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's like she doesn't even put any effort to fix the makeup.
Wow.
I mean, her role is just she's the mother of the kid. So she doesn't really care about her parents. So ain't no guy going to go after her. And I think he knew that. He wanted to try to be a nurturer. He had a nurturing woman.
Wow, that sounds rather unfortunate, actually.
Yeah,
well,
no,
he said that's the problem
with society,
he said.
Society, what about
society? He says that women are supposed to know their role. He's a chauvinist guy.
Yeah, but she has issues and she needs major help. She don't need to be in that type of relationship at all.
Yeah, especially if it seems that he's making the rules as far as what he can do and get away with. And he makes it known up front that's what he's doing. But yet she, if she so chooses to do the same thing as he is, he does not want to know about it. And obviously there would be some sort of repercussions if he actually found out that she did something. That's completely different from an actual swinging perspective, in the sense that in the instances that we talked about, everything is up front. They know, well, we are a married couple. I like this, she likes this, we're going to have fun and enjoy ourselves, and then we're going to go home and still love each other as a couple without holding it against each other as cheating. What you're explaining sounds completely different. That sounds he's a pig, and she accepts that he's a pig, and if she does anything different, he doesn't want to know about it.
I know Sixhead for 7 years, and he brags, and when he has his guys come by the job, too, and they all said it. He chose her the role as nurturing and provider for the kids.
Okay.
Okay.
So he has, he's not in love with her. He loves her, but he's not in love.
Well, that's their problem. Caller, who's this?
Hello, everyone. This is the one and only.
This house is getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, it is.
I see that.
Yes, it is.
Everybody's calling in now. Go figure. Yes, K-Dog.
Well, since we're all talking about the sex thing, and I got to say that, I heard what you had to say about the swingers. Me personally, I don't believe in that swinger stuff because I believe that, hey, when I'm intimate, I like to be one-on-one.
That's intimate. That's love.
One-on-one?
Well, I need to say, there's the difference between love and sex.
The difference between
love
and sex?
You too exhausted, K-Dog?
Huh?
You'd be too exhausted?
Nope. I wouldn't be too exhausted. I would have more energy. Thank you very much. So anyway, what are you guys talking about now?
No, it's the same topic. The only difference is that certain people can't separate having sex and making love. That's really what it is at the end of the day.
Well, you know what? Sex is sex and love is love. And the difference between the two is this, is that, hey, you'd love to have an intimacy with the person that you're in love with. You know, I mean, making love is something that the both of you share together. That's the way it is. But sex is something totally different. You're just, it's a difference between love and lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lust is something totally different. Lust is this, is that you want the person's body. I mean, you just want the person's body, like, oh, man, I got to have that girl. And it's like next thing you know, you bada beam, bada boom, and, you know, you handle your business, and then that's it. But then when you're in love with the person, it's something that the two of you share together. You don't desire just her body. You just desire her mind, body, and soul.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, you guys are so full of crap. Please, spare me. Spare me, guys. What the hell is going on here? You are a bunch of freaks.
It sounds like the hot rod is about to lose it.
Exactly.
All right,
let me say this. A bunch of whores who are talking about love. Get the hell out of here, please.
Let me throw this pitch. So, Sean Black.
Yeah.
You ever experienced lust?
I have in the past, but also I am more of a relationship-oriented person, so
I'm into
being in a relationship with a woman. So you can have lustful sex with the person you're in love with, but you definitely want to be able to, if you're going to make love to somebody, you would rather it be somebody that you're actually going to cultivate a relationship with.
Exactly.
I don't think you want to have lustful sex with the person that you love with, and the certain stuff that you will do to that lustful sex, you don't want that on scarred the whole relationship.
And it would also depend on the person you're with and how they end up and how they shape up. So it depends, but it can happen. And I think that the thing that a lot of people don't really realize as – although the hot rod actually is he's lost his mind, there is a difference between lustful sex and making love
right
to a woman.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's
exactly my point, because the thing is, okay, everyone talks about, you'd love to have sex with the person you're with, but full sex is just plain, it's just sex. That's it. It's no love there. I mean, you're just hungry for it.
But how it's worked out.
What are you hungry for? It don't have to be about the body, too. It could be about that person.
In the beginning, it's about the body.
Because it could be, you know what, this is the thing. Lustful sex, I don't know. I could be wrong and I could be right. Lustful sex is just that you want the person's body. I mean, it's like you see something that you have a desire for. You see something that you have a desire for. And whatever it is, you're going to handle your business no matter what. But love, but making love is something that's totally different from that. I mean, you're in a relationship with this person. The two of you become one. Yes, Hot Rod, I'm saying, I'm keeping it real. So the two of you become one, and the two of you share something together. It's not one-sided. The both of you share, you know,
wait a minute. You guys don't have those roller coaster sex like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have one hell of a sex with this chick who I just met a few days ago just for curious reasons because she's exciting. She has this bold character in her. So I'm curious. I got to hit it. I gotta know how it feels to have this chick. I want to see what she's going to do. Is she going to rip my clothes off? Is she going to rip my nuts off? Is she going to smash it.
Well, you know what? It depends on it because to look at it, I mean, if that's the first thing you're gonna notice, that means that you're not, you know, into her like that. You just want one thing and one thing only.
That's not true, darling. There's plenty of people who fall in love and have animal sex.
Yeah, no, that is true.
She's right. She's right.
No, I missed the point, but you know
she's
that
right.
issue that does happen that. People, it does happen that the first day you meet the person, and not to say it does happen that people do sleep.
No, honey, I'm sorry. I disagree with you. I need animal sex. If it's boring, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't care
how much I care about you.
If it's boring,
you never had a one-night stand? You never had a one-night stand?
I've had in the past.
In the past. All right, but you had one-night stands, right?
I had only one one-night stand. That's it.
But I'm saying,
what was his name?
Good grief. I see where this is going.
Yeah, I see where this is going. Y'all some freaky dinkies up in there.
So you have flops, too. And all you guys have flops. You guys had experience flops.
Yeah, true.
So why and, like, get the F out. I'm done.
Well, I can honestly, I've never experienced that, so I don't know what that is.
Only had one chick with a whack win. I had to like school her. I had to make her squirt just to get it good.
Oh my goodness!
I made that shit squirt just to get the sex started. First of all, I'm gonna be real with you.
We all know what you're all about.
There goes the PG-13 rating.
PG-13 rating. We know how Mac is, man.
Listen. The easiest thing to do is always go after the nerdy chick. You gotta hit the nerdy chick. The bookworm chicks are the easiest one you gotta go after because they haven't had enough peace yet. Once you slide that hammer inside, they're gonna start squirting.
Okay.
You smack the crap out of them.
We just delved into the mind of Max.
Yeah, we just dove into the mind.
I mean, real, that online sex thing that you guys threw at me, I never had that. I never did that online sex chat bullcrap. I never did the dating thing. Never. I'm old school. Straight out, bar, I'm going to the bookstore.
Please
library.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
There you go.
Hello.
Okay, did I lose somebody? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still here.
I'm here.
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
On.
Hello?
I know. I thought I just heard some music, so.
Yeah, I just heard some Verizon stuff come on, man. I know I don't have
That was my fault. Carry on, guys.
I guess you're still getting used to the running the boards, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. Maybe I went overboard on the rating, huh?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, if I could score that bad.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to thank all you guys right now.
I'm very sorry. I didn't know where to control the line. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem, bro.
No, because I do understand. There could be some callers. They might, wait a minute. No, I'm terribly sorry. If this is a PG show, I'm definitely tuning out.
Come on, man. You know how it is. You know how we do.
Hold on one second. I have another caller coming in. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hey. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, now this becomes a sex line. Great.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like Dr. Drew, right? Like one line, right?
Dr. Drew. That's what I'm saying. Quiet with that nonsense. What if she said, hey, and then she turned to be a 300-pound woman?
Oh.
Well, I'm just, yeah, caller. What is your opinion?
Woman.
Huh?
Well, fill me in. I just got on. So I understand you're talking about your whole sex thing, I think, huh?
Yeah, it's about swingers and, you know, open relationships. Is it like a form of cheating, or and have you been to a swing club before?
No, it's not a form of cheating. It's called Spark and Adventure, and been to a swing club a long time ago.
Okay.
So did it change your life?
No, it didn't change my life. It gave some great ideas to add to our life at the time, but
okay.
It didn't change my life.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
No, they like
she participate?
Quiet right
now. Did she participate?
Did I?
Oh my goodness, only Max would ask something like that.
I'm being real. Did she participate? I want to make sure I hear.
Max, when it comes to sex, we know how you are.
I didn't ask a question. Did she participate? She said she's been there. That's one thing. No, I've been there. I ain't saying jack. Did she participate? Okay, let the lady talk. I am participating with anyone. No, so you sit there and watch. I've participated with the person I was with, but not with anybody else.
Or is it something that you would actually do again in the future? Let's say if you were in a relationship or something happened, would it
yeah.
be something you would suggest?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to get a picture of this. So she participated with the person that she was with. Was another person there watching you guys or holding on to you guys or touching you guys?
No, just watching.
Oh.
You have to set ground rules before
yeah.
you get there.
And I think that's the one thing that a lot of people probably don't know, I guess, about the swinging lifestyle. Everybody just thinks everybody just walks in and I guess...
No. You gotta talk first. You gotta drink, relax, talk for a good amount of hours. Get something back in bed number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Who got that background noise in the back? Like there's a war going on.
No idea.
Oh my goodness.
Hey. Somebody got the TV on.
Me.
No TV.
All right, so
I'm
watching.
Well, I'm watching
so
Raw.
So for the two ladies, I know you're watching Raw and you like it Raw. So what, K-Dog? But besides that,
oh, my goodness.
For the two ladies, will you use a sex toy that will have your dead ashes of your partner in
it?
Oh, that's
That is totally on a whole nother level. No.
Yeah. Oh,
Sean Black, can you explain a little bit about
this? Wait a minute. So, Rodney, so basically, you're saying that, I'm coming while he's gone? Is that what it is? I'm coming while he's gone.
Yes. Come in more different ways. Well, he's in a better life right now.
Good
yeah, not in this life anymore. So, no, we're good.
No, Sean Black,
keep.
Yes, Sean I'm still here.
Can you talk a little bit about this toy?
Oh, boy. I actually dropped the phone. That's the reason why I couldn't speak it. I thought I hung up by accident.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
You think you have all the answers? I changed the questions. Thank you so
much.
Guys, you guys have ever went out to the sex shop with the women and picked out the toys for them?
Of course, all the time.
All the time? The women that you're going to have sex with?
Sean B., I've taken him to the sex store before. Hey, Sean?
Brother. That's the good old Hot Rod.
So far, I heard Hot Rod. Hot Rod, I'm with you. I've done it. Sean Black, have you done it?
by going to like sex stores or anything like that?
With your partner to pick up toys for your partner.
I've done that once or twice. That's not something that I've done often, but it's something
that
you do once. And then there's nothing wrong with it, especially if it's one of those things where you're going in and you're going to, you know, explore, well, this is this and this is that. So there's nothing wrong with that, especially if it's going to help spice up the intimacy. So
there's nothing wrong with it.
No,
there's nothing wrong with it.
So it should be, and I and Sean shopping for a sex one next week.
Why are we? Why? Excuse me.
We're gonna get your toy. That's all.
Oh, bro.
I'm good.
Well, you sure we could get the toy with the ashes of a dead person inside.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She doesn't want it. I'll take it. I need an upgrade.
Having that haunted sex is just crazy.
That is probably the craziest story that I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yes.
I have a dead person on a toy.
That story I remember hearing about probably, what was it, a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, funny thing that you bring that up, I actually have the story in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a Dutch designer by the name of Mark Sturkenbone. Go figure, I don't understand the name. It is what it is.
With a name like Sturkenbone, what is this?
Yes, basically, he created a sex toy in his mind that was going to, if you're one of those people that has a husband, let's say the wife has a husband that passed away that they were really, really loved but were attracted to and they're no longer with them. You could actually get the ashes put in a mini urn, and it was put into a dildo, and called 21 grams. And I guess that's the amount of ashes that they put inside of the actual sex toy.
Wow.
And they put it in the urn. They put the urn in, and then they put it into the sex toy. And you can actually keep the memory of your loved one by, I guess, you know, keeping your loved one as close as possible, even though they're not alive anymore.
Man.
That's not as close as possible. That's just morbid. No, we don't do that.
That's
so
scary.
Basically, your dearly departed will forever be a prick. That's basically what you're saying.
The dearly departed won't depart too far away from you.
No.
Amen.
Nope.
But what happened? Nope. You used the toy, and the toy exploded inside your vagina.
Oh, boy. That's an image only the hot rod would bring up. And you know what? I can imagine him trying to film that, too, and putting it up on YouTube.
Yep.
This is what happens if.
Or even World Star Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah. Who would be surprised if somebody didn't already put it up there?
That's true.
Sean Black
mm-hmm.
and Hot Rod, the question to you guys is, how important must a partner be good at be married?
Well, you would hope that the person that you're with knows what they're doing. But the whole premise is, at least for me anyway, if I'm with somebody, it's because you love them or you're in the process of showing them how you feel physically and enjoying the other person while you're there. So, I mean, if somebody just, like, grabs, like, a piece of glass and is beating you over the head with it, if you're not into that, then something's wrong. But at the same time, you're there to have fun with the other person. So,
scale
1 to 10. Scale 1 to 10. The first is a 6. You married him?
What was that?
Scale 1 to 10. If your partner's a 6 in bed, we still married him.
I think this. There has to be more in the relationship than just the sex. You know
exactly.
And that's part of the problem that we have in this society is that this everybody is such a stickler on the actual sex that they think that that's all it is. And if there's no sex, then there's nothing else involved.
Yeah, well, honey, it's an important part because
yes,
sorry,
it is.
But if you're not having sex, you're friends.
Yes.
That's right.
But don't relationships start off as friends, though?
Exactly,
yes, but it eventually develops into something more, and if it doesn't, then you're just friends. You're roommates.
I guess you could look at it in that sense.
Oh, your
well,
friends
sound like you have no problem marrying somebody that's a six.
It, like I said before, it would depend on what else is with that person as far as the friendship, how close you are, those kinds of things. And then you could probably work on the sexual part if that's lacking. If you're getting married to somebody, and I'm old school when it comes to that kind of thing, is that if you're with somebody, if that's really, like, the only problem, you try to do your best to make sure that you can work on that problem. You
exactly.
know, like, well, if that's the case, you're gone, or that's it, and I don't want to deal with you anymore. But in the way everything is gone, because I believe, was it 54% of marriages end in divorce in this country now? And a lot of it is just due to the fact that so many people are so... have so much infidelity between them because they don't trust, they don't talk, they don't communicate. And a lot of that leads to the rampant cheating and the need for the swinging and the need to
exactly.
try and introduce another partner. So I think from that sense, it's a much deeper issue than just the sex.
Let me add something to that, too. There are some people who are married. I mean, and I've heard a lot of guys say this, that, you know, they love their wives. The wife is wonderful, but yet they need to have someone else on the side because, oh, it's not all the time that she could have sex. It's not all the time that she's available for sex. So I need someone that can give me sex on the regular. So that's why I could have a side, like they call it, a side pick on the side.
Listen, when you go to KFC, you ask for two sides, right? So there you go.
What an analogy.
Oh, hold on. Okay, you know what? Max, I have to let you go. Kato, I have to let you go. I have more callers coming in. Sorry, guys.
All right, guys.
Hope they're better.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, you're welcome.
You know, I have to keep the girls, you know. Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yes?
Yes, who it is?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
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 Yeah,
I can hear. We can hear you.
How's it going on, Rodney?
Oh God, Chris. My name is out there today. It must be Chris.
Of course.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you guys? How you doing?
We talk about sex. We talk about open-minded sex, open relationships. Is it okay to do swinging clubs?
These are things I know well. These are things I know well.
Explain.
You know, being of a younger age than you, I grew up in a generation where open relationships are the kind of the norm.
Okay.
In the sense that nobody's really doing the boyfriend girlfriend thing anymore. Everybody's doing the, you know, you're bae, you know, we're cool, we're friends, but we're not really friends. We're kind of in a situation. Like, the whole relationship commitment thing has gotten lost over the years.
Okay.
Do you think it's more casual now than it was, let's say, when we were younger?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to maintain a relationship in this day and age because most people don't even care. It's like you go into a bar, you go into a party, and you tell a female you're in a relationship, man, it doesn't stop the conversation. She really doesn't care.
Well, I think, especially from what you're explaining, and I guess I've seen this with other people when you know, you're out, let's say you go to the park or you're going back and forth somewhere, and you see the arguments that people have when people are loud and saying, well, you know, you were with this girl, you were with that person, or no, because you were with them also. This generation now is much more into less monogamy and more almost into polyamory. It's almost to the sense of we're seeing guys with 3 and 4 and 5 girlfriends or the other way around, which would be 4 or 5 boyfriends for women. And it's almost as accepted as a male and a female or female and a male or male, female, female, We see a lot of...
And there's a reason for that, Sean, because there's a lot of trust issues going on, and people get... This generation today, like Chris said, they get bored easily. I should have one girl, one partner, where I could have multiple partners and see what I like down the road. If plan A doesn't work, I got plan C, B, D, and Z.
Well, I think
he's very, very strong words, just off the sense that that's more of a situation where, you know, two or three or four people are in a relationship and we're all working together cohesively to, you know, reach a goal.
Yeah.
Where more, you know, these relationships these days are people have an understanding. Yes, she has this boyfriend, but because, you know, he makes a certain amount of money, or he drives a nice car, or he brings her to certain areas, she feels like, okay, he deserves to have another relationship outside of our relationship. I'm okay with the fact that he...
Hold on, Chris, hold on one second. Caller?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a new caller on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's Milton X and K. I have Milton X and K the Freak on the phone right now. Okay, listen to this. I got K the Freak, Milton X, Chris the Brat, Anisha B, Sean Black, and the Hot Rod. This is like the most packed show ever.
This is like Royal Rumble, you know.
It's a controversial topic, and it's fun to talk about. Who doesn't like to talk about
it? It is.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yes.
And
okay.
Another woman on the phone with me. Yay. I'm almost not outnumbered.
Well, sweetheart, yours outnumbered in bed. But besides that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Before I go to Milton X, K the Freak, what's your response to Chris about this younger generation? Because you have kids, and you know, I'm sure you're trying to teach them the right way of dating the right person.
I think there's just too many choices out here. The roles of boyfriend girlfriend has completely diminished. So you have your boyfriend who has a girlfriend, who his girlfriend has a girlfriend, whose girlfriend has a boyfriend. So it's just one big party.
Wow, that sounds like a crazy family get-together.
A bunch of chaos. And
wow, who do you introduce to? Who will you introduce to first? That's crazy.
That's how I see the younger generation when I look at. You know, my daughter's 18. When I look at people in her peer group and some of her crazy, wacky friends, you know, they have the guy girl. Then, you know, the guy gets on her nerves every once in a while. So then she goes and has a girlfriend. And I'm sitting there going, what happened to working it out? What happened to talking it out? Where did all those morals go? But
yeah.
This is what's accepted by their
generation. Milton S., what's your response to that?
Well, I'm not surprised by that because this whole, not saying this generation, but even the previous one before that, that just chaotic. There's no rules anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically the whole traditional, you know, the man-woman relationship, and since that's been, you know, destroyed in a lot of ways, you have a lot of chaos and anarchy going on. So there's no rules, you know. I basically want the rule that I'm doing me. And
yeah.
Whatever's good for me.
Yes, you know,
good.
You all know what you're doing yourself.
And if you disagree, then you hate him or you judge him or whatever have you.
And I think also a lot of that is due to the fact that we have gotten to a point where no one respects the other person. They don't respect the fact that they're in a relationship. They don't even respect that other person, period. So
there's no standards no more.
Yeah.
No one even respects their own relationship or other relationships because, you know, usually in some form of relationship, you fell back. Now you just go harder. But even the person that's in a relationship, she on Facebook or Twitter showing her ass or things of that nature on Instagram, and then you find out she married or something. You know what I'm saying? The game is all screwed up. This
all right,
game,
hold on.
It's a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Chris, what do you say about that?
You know, I understand that point of view, but it's hard to settle down and to stay with one person when there's issues, when you know there's options.
There's always an option. More efficient than
there's too many, and the options are too easy to get to. In the sense, in the 70s and the 60s, where you had to literally, you know, go out, sit down, meet somebody. Now I can just open up my phone and meet somebody while I'm sitting with somebody.
You mean, God forbid, somebody actually had to communicate with another human in person?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, actually speak words and talk and actually court someone. Nowadays, especially with the websites that we talked about, was like Ashley Madison, where they encourage couples to go ahead and cheat. Or, well, you know, she'll never know. Get on the website and we'll hook you up with an escort or whatever they do. And they're marketed, the marketing techniques for a lot of these websites and these services are such that for a lot of people, it's hard to resist, and they make it as if that's normal, where there are the women that are involved or the men that are involved that are looking for settling down and finding that one person, they're starting to become extinct now. It's becoming a smaller and smaller group every generation that comes through.
But the problem is, no one really knows what a relationship is supposed to be. It's hard, because I know what I was raised on and what things are weighing now is totally different out here. So it's like, I think what has to happen, men and women, especially in the urban areas, I'm just going to speak for, you got to get some rules to the game, you know. You got to say, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. And value each other and value yourselves as well. But,
I agree.
Exactly.
Oh, I agree.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Good point, Milton X. Well, you just caught me off guard, but you say something positive for once.
Listen, I'm just honest. My time, my honesty may seem negative, but just being honest. I'm at the point in my line for, you know, I have no reason to sugarcoat anything at this point.
All right, I got a few minutes left, so let me start with Chris B. You have anything final you want to say before I hang up on you?
You know,
that sounded like a breakup. It's like, anything you want to say before I hang the phone up on you?
Even though our younger generation, we still do believe in love. We just try to find it at a faster pace than our predecessors.
Oh, very good. Okay, Kay the Freak, what do you have to say?
Always remember to keep communication first. Communication, honesty, and trust. Relationships can go far.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so full of crap. Please, carry on. Please, spare me. Okay, what's the next?
Okay, I'm just laying it down like this. Know what you want and be real with it. If you want to be a freak, be a freak. If you want to be a relationship, be a relationship. Don't lie to nobody. You ain't got to lie to ticket. It is what it is. Just be truthful with yourself, and you'll see a lot of you.
Well, very good.
You know what?
Well,
I'm almost tempted to throw out that Jerry Springer, be good to yourself and each other. The way that one, that sounded like a Jerry Springer final thought. It was very, very well put, though. I mean, it's the truth. A lot of people, they're not true to who they are, and that's part of the problem, is that when they get into a relationship, they're not true to who they are, and then you hear the cheating and the let's go swinging. And how many people do you think that are into that swinging thing? That's not really them. They're hiding behind something that they just either not revealing to their partner, or they just feel that that's going to work for them temporarily.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No, unfortunately, a lot of people do that.
You know, you're talking on the low anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Chris, Cake the Freak, and Milton X, thank you so much. But I have to hang up because I'm losing time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
All right, guys.
Next time.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Okay,
I guess this has been an enlightening show so far.
Well, guys, interesting. We kept everyone entertained this evening.
Yes.
In more ways than one. Ouch.
Yeah, it sounded like kept him entertained also. It sounded like he fell down.
And we had some really good callers.
Yes. Very
Thank
good points
you,
from a lot of the people that called. It very, very astute. And then you've got the opinions on both sides of the story. So they range from one side to the next.
All right, so final thoughts on each of you.
Oh, gosh, final thoughts. Keep it honest. Keep it simple. Yeah. That's what I do.
Oh, that's it? That what you
it.
Do?
Keep it honest.
That what you
keep
do?
It simple.
Oh, Lord. I swear, everybody's lying tonight. Okay. Sean Black, any final thoughts?
My final thought is going to probably, I'm going to steer completely to make a turn on this one. This is going to be completely different from everything we just had. I'm bringing up what happened to George Zimmerman earlier today.
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Basically, we all know who George Zimmerman is. He's the man in Florida that ended up killing Trayvon Martin because he thought that he was about to come after him with a gun, and all he had in his hand was some Skittles and an Arizona iced tea. We know he was acquitted, and he was able to walk free. He was in an incident that happened earlier today where he was almost killed in a road rage incident. He was in his car, and he was driving, I guess slowly, whatever was the case. It was somebody that he had an incident with in the past. Honked their horn, blinked their lights. Guy got off of his motorcycle out of his vehicle, went over to the driver's side where Mr. Zimmerman was, pulled out a gun and shot at him, and almost shot him in the head. My whole thing is, if you do evil, a lot of times evil comes back to you. In what ways, you'll never know. So you have to be able to treat life as the precious gift that it is. And those that don't, things happen to them in the future. And look at what's happened to him so far. That's where I am.
Okay, wow. Very good point. All right, my final thought of the night, I'd like to talk about balls for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you talk about sex today. No, I'm a little bit upset and tight because as a sports fan about the Tom Brady incident, that he got suspended for only 4 games without pay. Yes,
yeah.
The team got fined, $1 million, and plus their first round pick and some other round pick. I'm sorry. He cheated not on one game, on the grandest game of all, the Super Bowl. And he won the Super Bowl, and he won the MVP. So as always, the commissioner, Mr. Flodell, whatever crap name he is, don't know how to make the right decision. So just because Tom Brady is a top superstar athlete, he get away with only 4 games without pay? That is nothing. Absolutely nothing. So once again, the NFL, despite how much we love the sport with a passion, it's a joke. You can do whatever you want and pay a little fine for it and a little pat on the back, don't do it again, and party done. Tom Brady should have been suspended for the whole year. Bottom line, you cheated, you got caught, you were stupid. Bottom line, guarantee it was you or me or Nitra, we've been thrown out the lead already. But since this is Tom Brady, he get away with it, and he still got a ring for it. And that's the amazing part about this. So, Patriot fans, you support this, you're just a cheater and a scumbag just like Tom Brady. And yes, I do hate the Patriots.
And may I ask again what your favorite football team is?
Oh, the New York Giants.
Oh, there you go.
Brady twice. Well, other than that, that's my final thought of the day. Tom Brady, you may go to hell, but have a nice time down there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Crazy and Wild Absolute Truth Show with the host of the most, the King of Kings himself, the High Rod with
Sean Black
and Anitra B.
Yeah. Once again, guys, we had a great show. I can't thank you so much. I wish we could do more, but we have things to do. But we will be back, hopefully, next Sunday at 4 o'clock with more crazy topics on the next Absolute Truth. Sean Black and Anitra B, thank you so much.
And, of course, the pleasure
was all
yours.
You guys have issues.